coming from me, that means
I'm just calm.
In the club.
I mean, an unexpected lineup. We've got the all-white team. Luca, Reeves, Dunn,
the rest.
You invited us. You can't be mad about
that. Is that what you call us?
The fact that you guys would even think I'm jumping to anger, I feel like says a lot about how I am other times.
Are you rolling, by the way?
Anya!
What's that?
Now I'm happy.
Are you recording and everything?
Yeah. Why would you ask?
Because last time you spent 13 minutes before realizing
that's
not
true.
Rolling.
Are you guys familiar with...
Are you having a snack?
Tony's Chocolonely.
I do love me some Tony's Chocolonely.
Yeah, those are enormous bars.
They're so good.
They're so thick.
Have you had the one with like pretzels in it?
That's the one.
It's
bitch.
So good. Oh, it's... What did you just...
Anya's really, really behind. And she's not even muted. This is how behind she is. And we can't hear any audio input, let alone Anya
public?
Input.
I hear other people.
She lives at a coffee shop. Listen, guys, we actually have a lot to get to today. I don't know if you're surprised to hear that or not. But oh, shit.
Have you started? Can you really not hear me?
Now we can hear you,
but you're a little low.
Yeah.
So you would think that it's Tony's Chocolonely, right?
Yeah. No, you wouldn't, because it says lonely.
But it's...
What?
Yeah.
Hello?
What?
Yeah, no, we can still hear
it.
Jeff, you said we have a lot to get to, and you're just talking about your chocolate bar.
I would like to circle back to Riley's text 10 minutes late, and yet everyone was on at 3:39. 4:39.
Well, nobody said we were starting late.
Why would we start without
one
of the people?
The only communication, Anya, was 1:30. That's a start time. That's a hard start. And when we start late, I start to get angry.
I had to get my dog to shit. So that kind of took some time.
No, Riley was great.
Okay, so then why did we...
Riley was great because she texted me separately, by the way, hours ago. She was on the shit.
No, I texted him. I texted him at one saying, I'm going to...
Why can't you
corroborate
my shit?
Sorry,
I'm not
Jeff
recording.
Texted me. That's fine. Jeff texted me at 1:08. Remind me to tell you about the dream I had that you were in.
Yeah, not 1:08 later in the episode.
I know. And then I said, okay. Also, this is at 1:10. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be 10 minutes late. Unexpected work came in and I needed to walk Josie.
So this is how it's going to be. Riley was perfect. Zach was perfect.
Hold on. Have we already talked about when you, like, at what hour you asked us if we could do this today?
We haven't
like,
was
about
it? That.
Okay.
It was
It's also Thursday, and this has to come out like tomorrow. And Grace
is
editing, and she's in London.
When did you?
Zach.
So it's like it's already Friday at midnight.
I just really didn't want to be on my expense.
Zach, when were you invited?
Also, Grace asked us if we recorded yesterday, and I responded. Jeff was not responding at all.
So you didn't know you were doing this.
I'm a little bit busy.
But then she was asking me what time.
So he was like,
I have to respond. The latest I heard was 1:30.
I was.
Have a haircut.
I found my way over to Key Biscayne.
Does anyone mind if I do my workout during this?
What's your workout?
I'm just going to do a little treadmill walk. Is that okay?
Are you shitting me? Do you have? Are you at a standing
desk?
Well,
you asked us. Yeah. You asked us a couple hours ago, and this is kind of when I do my walk.
That's funny.
So Anya's on a walk. And Zach's getting a haircut, I think,
well,
now.
Well, I rescheduled my haircut to 3:15. I called them up.
That's really good.
Should never push anything to do this.
I know. As I was doing it, it really felt like, what am
you
I doing?
You aren't getting paid for this. And it's not like for exposure.
And you're not getting
thanks.
You never know. You never know. You really never know.
Let's talk about spring cleaning. What are you guys? What's that?
Why?
Okay.
Why that?
Are you saying why? Because we didn't really dissect whether this should be the all-time That's Funny intro song?
Now this I'm liking. This is good.
Where is Anya?
Just so, it Anya's so doesn't match the vibe.
Wait, sorry.
How does it not match the vibe? It's fucking.
Because it's like chill and reggae, and you're sort of so uptight, like, mass.
Yeah.
It's like everything's nice, feels and relaxed. Then you get so angry.
I know.
I don't get angry when things go exactly how I think they should in my head. And they do sometimes. And then other times, by the way, I let a lot of stuff slip. I let I do. I just, you like, if I...
Your own stuff. Like, you show up late, you don't record when you need to record.
You
like,
don't
you
apologize.
Let a lot of your own stuff slip.
If
but anyone else, it doesn't get
every
by.
Little thing that you guys fuck up, the show wouldn't even exist. Right? Because it would be just me screaming at you guys.
But that is what the show is.
That's what the show is. That's right.
That's what the show is. The thing you said is the exact opposite of the truth. The show only exists because of you getting mad about team failures.
Yeah.
No, but there's like a... This show, yes, it has a lot to do with fear, but it has a lot to do with joy. And I feel like
let's
we spread joy.
Let's all fully play along.
Revolt.
Let's all be
let's
amiable. And like, let's see what an episode would be like if we all are like, this is great. I love this.
Kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right,
no, I really like that.
So,
and
yeah,
spring cleaning.
Anya has a question, though.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. I haven't
let's
actually listened.
Let's do one
listened.
Thing here. Anya, I want to hear what you have to say. Let's do one thing. Riley, you're perfect. Zach, you're obviously unbelievable. Two-timers club, we should say. Anya,
happy
you're
to be there.
A goddess amongst men. Amir, shut the fuck up. Right? Everyone else.
Play along. Time. Oh, you're so right, Jeff. Get
Thank
us out.
You. Thank
oh,
right,
you. Right. Dude, yeah.
Get
I'm done with Amir.
You're so
yeah.
right. Get his
Thank
ass.
Thank
get his
you.
Ass. Get his
right,
ass.
On,
he likes
Amir, don't
it.
You agree? Should
he
shut the fuck
it.
Up?
That's also not what I want out of you.
Can I say think. Something?
Yes.
Let's
so
hear.
I haven't actually tuned in since you guys.
It's the same.
Chain.
It's the same.
I thought it was going to be different, but
the only
it's the
difference
same.
Is you.
It's the
haven't
same.
Been here.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Where you are is new. The walking thing is new. It's
the
all
new. The
walking
thing.
The bangs. Are we really not going to talk about
I've
the bangs?
Them. I've had them. She's last time
sure.
I saw you in
yeah,
person, they were
say,
there.
I will say it's tough to see because I feel like Anya, you're glowing. It's tough to see that you're thriving so much since I left HeadGum.
I would say that they're not related. I want to say they're not related.
You want to, but you can't.
Yeah. But the amount of times you've texted me same day asking if I can do an episode of the show led me to believe that my role here was important in this.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I have been trying to get you on. You've been busy.
You've been asking with an hour to 2 hours notice.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Jeff, you want to talk about spring cleaning? It sounds like a really cool segment.
Yeah, I want to get into that.
I wonder what it'll be about.
Probably something nice.
One can only guess.
Basically, what do you physically... Yeah. It
no,
really
come on.
Feels like
we
you guys are being
it.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Come
you
on.
You guys mean it?
I'm yes. being real as shit, man. I want to hear this right now. I'm on the edge of my fucking seat
Zach's
in terms
texting
of
me on the side
cleaning.
Being like, he needs to hurry up.
Yeah,
I'm dying here.
I'm like shaking.
I mean, I guess I'll believe you. What are you physically trying to get rid of in your life?
I feel like you should get rid of the food in your mouth before you ask.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
But that's just the Richard ribbon. She's
that's
not
the end
like,
of the segment. Sorry. We have to move on from that. You can't say anything that's going to beat that.
I forgot we're doing a nice version of
the
show.
Yeah. That. We have to do
Nicely,
the next thing.
Absolutely savage.
What else you got?
What do you guys think? This is actually perfect because now I'm actually like shaking at the thought of her. What do you guys think is going to happen to Anya?
Zach
generally,
know me.
Like, what do you think is going to happen to her?
Well, so far so good. So
I think
maybe
she's
going to
find it, like the Ooh. Thing that we're all searching for. That kind
God,
of like untangible,
yeah, God,
unexplainable
God,
thing.
God, yeah,
not necessarily God, but whatever that it is for you.
Yeah.
Anya will find it.
Whatever Jeff's it is,
who,
I'm going to find.
Even people who are like, it's not God, it's this other thing. It's like, that's God. Like,
oh,
you're
I
describing
guess.
God. That's him.
Capital H.
Maybe
him.
That could be the way this podcast is different. If it's just like a Christian
theology.
It's really religious. It's Christian now.
Theological.
This is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm actually
That's
being so
holy,
sincere.
You know?
I'm being so sincere.
Christian.
That's holy.
Okay.
The thing you just said, Jeff, was this? Like one of the smartest things you've ever said on the show, and I wish we spent more time
That's
on
not
it
what
sincerely.
This was supposed to be. Hang on. Yeah. I'm trying to find no us the right
no reaction. No
reaction.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we he's could. Just okay. not.
No, that's not it.
Oh my God.
Take your time.
Yeah, we're
I'm
just
good.
We'll
I'm
just chill
walking,
here.
So.
Jeff and I, while he's finding this, Jeff and I were at South by. Okay. Fuck me, right?
I told Grace that I was scared of coming on because it was like I forgot how to do it, and I forgot that what it is just trying to like yell the loudest.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
This is just sound effects now, which is fine. I like them. Oh, he's pulling up.
I'm trying to find like
gospel
a gospel
music.
Choir. Yeah.
We can. Jeff and I went to Gabrus, a live show of Gabrus's, his new show.
Oh yeah, in Austin.
How was
it was really fun. The two guests they brought out, we didn't know who they were going to be. And Jeff and I are sitting in the back of the room. And I'm forgetting their names, but it was a white woman and a brown guy with a 70s stash. And we looked at each other and we're like, we're right here.
All right, so imagine everything we've recorded so far is not anything, and then we're starting the show, and it's That's Holy. And I can remember on Sunday mornings
if you were in Mama's house. So this is the intro to That's Holy.
This would be the intro song, and I wouldn't talk over it.
Okay,
right,
and then
that would be rude to
what
not
would you say to introduce the show?
I don't know if that makes sense for That's Holy.
What was that?
That's holy.
Okay.
This whole thing is... Chris, just cut out and you're saying okay, because it kind of tripped me up. this whole thing is holy.
Was that a question?
Like...
I feel like borderline you're not allowed to do that.
Grace, if you could bleep that clapping and put a black bar
blur
where
it.
I was doing, yeah.
like it's moving. The blur is moving.
Let's do it again. We'll bleep that. Riley, you start crying, and Grace, leave that part in.
Let's talk about what's going to happen to Anya. Do you think she's going to kind of achieve her goals? Do you think that it's going to be mostly her walking in like what appears to be some sort of closet with, you know, windows?
Yeah, closet with windows. That's the thing people have.
Get him! Get him!
What does that
my
mean?
God.
Hey!
Fucking
what does that
brutal.
Mean? You like it up here. You wanted to come visit me. Like, why are you pretending to be different on the show than you are over text?
This show's normally, like, there's no through line, but this episode especially makes me feel
disjointed.
Like I'm having an aneurysm.
Yeah.
It's
disjointed.
So you're not,
I actually,
like, sometimes it becomes That's Holy, but then you're back to That's Funny. Kind of at random intervals.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it depends on when we're touching God.
Praise the Lord.
When the jokes are good
now
and we're touching God.
This whole thing is That's Holy.
Worth.
Yeah.
Speaking of, there's nothing holier than matrimony. Riley's nuptials are upcoming / forthcoming.
Not really.
Really?
Well, I mean, they're like still 7 months away. I wouldn't say it's up. I guess it's upcoming and that it is coming up. But
when is that bachelorette that Jeff's invited
next,
to?
A week from tomorrow.
Wow. That'll be a great place to do a live stream or an episode of the show.
Yeah,
if we can get
so.
That. Yeah,
I don't,
you don't
know.
Wanna...
I think it's like, you know, we spent 6 months trying to make sure
yeah,
that it was
exactly.
like 20 adults getting together for one
right.
weekend was like
don't like
a
shoehorn
really
in
feat.
Like a podcast. I'm wondering if what
yeah,
it would that
not
sound
to shoehorn
like if
in
Jeff
like
holding,
what this
yeah,
is.
Microphone.
Like I don't think we should do that.
I'm sorry,
holy
what is
at
this?
The Airbnb.
You don't think something yeah. like this would be fun for your bachelorette weekend?
I think that the range,
you know, I don't know.
The range
don't know
of people who will be part of this will hate this.
I mean, weddings, matrimony, these are religious events, you know.
Instead
yeah,
of a stripper, it's a microphone.
Decided. And also, our wedding's not even a religious event.
Interesting.
Can I say that on That's Holy?
I didn't know you'd already decided that.
I'm really sorry. I actually didn't know that, like, can I talk about that on That's Holy, that our wedding is not religious?
Like atheist or agnostic or
it's real. It's agnostic. We're doing a hand fastening, which is like the ancient Celtic
oh, that's
thing.
Beautiful.
But we're not. It's you said this is the vibe of the batch weekend.
Yeah,
will
you
anybody
said it's
read
unholy.
A prayer?
I didn't say it's unholy. It's not unholy. I just said it's like it's
unholy.
More agnostic.
You said it wasn't holy.
I would
it's
say it's
satanic.
More. It's more. It's more. like nature related. That it's like,
it sounds really nice. Earth,
we'll spiritual, would you say?
It's more, I would say it's more spiritual.
It's almost anti-spiritual in a way because
it's not. You're not listening to me.
It's not.
Nor are you in charge of the wedding, so don't actually
say shit doesn't exist only
Celtic
within the binary.
Fasting, it's actually where the phrase "tying the knot" came from, and you have to do it with natural. Items like rope, twine, anything that can disintegrate, meaning that it's like this
so
bond
it's still
is
openly traditional and spiritual. It just
my sister's
is necessarily
the officiant, and
it's
like
kind
it's
demonic
more of a,
sounding.
I guess if anything, it's like Celtic pagan, even though my mom hates that word, but it's more aligned with like nature.
Let's take it back to what's
holy. It sounds beautiful, to be honest.
Yeah,
Thank you.
The universe, not necessarily the church.
Like nature
yeah,
more
exactly.
So than.
Like you're talking about like
some
Gaia,
advice for Zach.
Mother Nature more
yeah.
so
it
than
feels
like
a waste of time just, for everyone. But if you're
out,
also walking,
oh my God. Zach,
then it's kind of
so
like at least you're getting a little
I'm
exercise.
So
this is like really.
I do think I should have gotten my haircut and just put the phone on Zoom.
And you still can.
I could have recorded from the chair.
Yeah. Huh?
That could have been fun.
Can we talk about who the ring bearer is going to be? Because I feel like you haven't
it's
decided.
It's
going to
be my nephew.
I already
decided it's going to be my nephew.
Really? In Ocean?
Yeah.
And does Jeff
how many rings
have a role
are they bring?
In the wedding?
Two. Jeff is one of my bridesmaids. He will be in the
so
wedding.
So cute.
That's really
does
nice.
He have to and wear the gonna same color of the dresses? Are you doing that?
No,
thing?
All of the men will be wearing black suits.
And who's the coat rack?
We honestly, that we haven't decided. It could be Amir.
Yeah, I don't mind Amir being like, and then people drape
it's
in
not a
shit.
Decision.
Like,
you
yeah.
are in the running. Mm. You also might be, I want to make sure, I feel like coat rack could be easily like whoever takes it on could very well be like, it's too much. So Amir, since you'll
say.
Be there, it's like you might be reserved because I know it could really like, you could show up.
He might
that.
Be called up.
What's tough is that it's sad to be the coat rack, but even sadder still. Is to be like runner
the
up
understudy
for the
coat.
Yeah,
rack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Like, who are you thinking like for that number one spot?
Like a half rack.
1 second.
Half rack. It might
half rack.
Be
1 second or a half rack.
New fear is, unlocked.
Sorry. Oh, I had something still on the wedding.
Okay.
I think saddest still would be to be completely uninvited.
To be uninvited. Yeah.
Or not invited.
What time of year is the wedding? Is there going to be a lot of poach?
It's
is
in
this
October.
Not even...
No, it's okay. In October. It's an outdoor wedding in October. So at night, yeah. It will get a little chilly.
There's going to be some coats in the mix if people are smart.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. If they're
it's
smart.
Like we're talking about smart. It, all this stuff, like who's what in the wedding with like two people
I
who
know,
aren't going.
It's sad because three of us on the Zoom are going to be at the wedding and two people are not.
Are
and
not.
And that's
tough. Just the way it is.
That's just like,
the way it is.
There's
and
so
I
much
can't,
stuff.
What sucks is that I can't.
But
it's not even up to me.
It's not.
Even
stuff
I'm doing
I don't mind
that
because
you guys
I'm walking.
Are invited to. It's fine. You
like
know,
what?
It's
I'm getting my
deal.
Steps in, so and like everything's chill for me.
Don't worry. I have like there's things coming up, and it's like none of you guys are gonna be there. I
but
think.
Is it a wedding like something really special once in a lifetime?
Yeah,
or is
probably.
It...
I don't know.
Zach and I have our own stuff. We have our own stuff.
Me and Anya are like we're doing lots of different stuff,
like getting married.
I don't think so.
Oh,
sorry. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're... Yeah. No, it's like... That's like not for the podcast.
But sorry, so you think this is going to be the vibe of my wedding?
No,
what
if
you
they
just
got
played?
Married, it would be so wrong. It would be like...
We would... Okay, I don't think we'd get married, but we would throw a pool party.
I have something I
want
to talk about.
Zero. I don't...
You know, speaking of sort of these family-type relations, someone commented on last week's episode on some clip that... Asking if I was Amir's brother. And
wow.
I thought that was really sweet.
Even though your
stupid?
Last name is not mine.
I think they were just looking at me. I think it was purely
glasses,
visual.
Brown hair.
Yeah. Jewish, of course.
Yeah,
so
of
I
course.
Think
yeah.
maybe this could be a new dynamic, you know?
Oh my God. Mean,
it's like a
brother?
Family
we're
show.
We
don't know that you aren't brothers.
We're definitely cousinular.
Yes.
Like
yeah, like a avuncular, but with cousin. I can see our dads being sisters.
Definitely.
For sure.
That could be the word of the day, maybe. Cousinular.
Cousinular.
Right? We don't need to tell us what the word
bazinga.
Of the day is.
Yeah. It's like some
bazinga.
Weird fucking portmanteau that feels right. forced. Why don't we have
cousingular.
One that naturally
cousingular.
Occurs?
What about bazinga?
Yeah.
That's good. I don't even mind Bazinga.
Shit.
Anya, I want to make sure you have a chance to speak because I feel like you were saying something and then everybody kind of cut you off pretty rudely. So why don't you
have a regular moment on the show?
Mm. Well, do you want this to be, because there's a segment you're going
to
need
to... You said you wanted her to talk and then you're immediately just bulldozing, so give her the floor.
Well, and also licking his fingers, like what is happening?
Yeah, I was going to say, my claws were like charred.
You're like a cartoon cat who's just like had a full fit.
On the show. I've had a couple bites of the chocolate.
A lot.
Can you put it away?
Chocolate.
Like, Anya, let her talk. Oh my God. Shut the fuck up. Let her speak.
Either you can talk now.
You're still doing it. You're literally still talking.
Are you kidding me?
No, this
Shut
is actually
up.
In Anya's
Shut
favor.
Stop. Up. No, it's not. Just let her speak.
No, you don't know what
say
I'm about to say.
You don't know what she's about to say.
No, you don't know
what she's about to say.
You have no idea what I'm about to say. Anya, you can talk now just as part of the show.
Yes,
or,
we'll let her
no,
do that.
No, one second. Grace, cut out everything Riley's saying. No, because you don't
so
know
it just looks like
say.
You're stuttering?
So just, what, yeah, exactly. It makes me look like I'm unsure.
Uninsured.
Unemployed.
You can either speak now freely in the show, or I can start another segment that you're going to have to fill time saying it. And so we can start that so you don't get caught with your, you know, grundle in your hand. You know what I mean? Like,
the fuck is
I don't exactly.
You? Grundle in our hand.
Basically, there's
you
a segment.
You can elaborate.
Either you can talk now freely and then you'll have to talk again, or you can just say what you're about to say within the parameters of a segment that I like to call something else.
I actually wasn't about to say anything.
All right.
And again, none of it's a big deal. Like I'm getting my steps in. I'm getting a little exercise. I can just
see people. Yeah, like, Jeff, it sounded like a version of like the thing at weddings where it's like speak now or forever hold your peace.
Oh yeah,
that's funny.
Maybe
in a way,
you could do that at Riley's wedding. You could be like, if you guys want to speak now.
That would also be really funny, especially because my sister is officiating. So it's like she's doing it, and then Jeff kind of stands
up.
Is
she gonna say it?
By the way,
is she gonna do that thing?
I don't know if she's going to do it, but it would be very funny if Jeff stood up and he's like, sorry, Vanessa, if I may. If anyone like doesn't feel good about this, like, let's talk about it.
What if Jeff did do that at your wedding? Kind of what everyone's been waiting for.
At first, realistically, I'd probably be like, oh, and then he'd keep going and I'd be really upset. Yeah. And I would kind of like give a look to Alfred and be like,
character.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then I think someone would.
And then it becomes like a real moment bride? That people are like, "Holy shit!" You remember when that happened? All right, here we go. This is a segment I like to call "Look into Anya's Onion."
Really good.
This is a segment I like to call "Looking into Anya's Onion."
You can't speak about women like that.
Clock Anya,
is ticking
why don't
already.
You kind of pull back the curtain on you, the onion of your mind, layered.
Sure. Can I get like a little bit more of a specifics of what you're asking for here?
Just like talk uninterrupted or interrupted. Just let us know what you're thinking about, etc.
Flowing through the onion
this is
of
so
your
unfair.
Mind.
Unfair. You did this last time to Allie, I believe, on stage in San Francisco, and I think it's
look into Anya's onion.
That's it.
That was it.
Or you just do stingers in the middle of the thing.
Which one do you guys think is better?
Neither.
What?
I think that might have been it.
What are the options?
Have you guys ever been hit by a moment of inspiration?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about a moving bus?
No.
Okay. Speaking of bus, what's everyone's dream car?
Bus.
Rivian.
Riley.
Fucking Rivian.
Riley and I were at South by Southwest over the weekend and we spent so much time thinking
about
it.
Yeah, Riley was telling us about earlier. But you
were
sort of steamrolling slash.
She was trying to force
it
in. Now I'm like, this is the perfect segue because she brought up Rivian. And I don't know if you know about South by Southwest.
This is
actually
a really.
Yeah.
It was sponsored by Rivian.
More than sponsored. It was driven by Rivian.
It was driven by Rivian. And in the middle of. one of the main streets in downtown Austin. Mm. They had what we lovingly referred to as the Rivian Mound,
yeah,
which was just a big dirt pile that they had Rivians kind of very slowly going up and down to show that this electric vehicle could off-road, I guess. It's just a dirt hill. And it was going, and you could sit in the car and like, and it was going so slow. And we went to, we saw Orville Peck and he was performing in front of the mound. And before he went on, he had these two guys opening, like hype guys opening for him. And it was just a full like Rivian commercial is what it felt like.
Two twins
like hyping everybody up. And they're like, guys, before we get Orville out here, can we just shout out to the best sponsor,
Rivian? We got to talk about the greatest company in the world. We got
to talk about Rivian. And they were sharing all the details and then referring to them sponsoring the festival. They go, now, guys, this is a first for Rivian.
And the entire time, first steps.
There's a Rivian in the background on top of the mound with its headlights on. And it was there the entire concert. It looked so menacing.
It looked like it was so, like
yeah. It was so.
I do have a question.
Stop talking about Rivian. Yeah.
Why were you guys at the Rivian Mound?
You couldn't avoid the Rivian Mound.
You couldn't avoid it.
Yeah.
And, why are you? And that's where Orville Peck was performing.
So you went to see Orville Peck, but you had to sit through a Rivian commercial to do it.
We got to experience talking about
commercial. It was the first live commercial I've ever.
It was a first for Rivian.
Yeah, this was. It was a first for Rivian.
That's what we've heard.
Jeff was in a short at South by, and Daniel was leading a feature at South by. So that's why we were there.
That's well, those exciting. Are two very different things. Genuinely. Jeff, yeah, do they fly you out for being in a short?
Well, one of the people is here.
World premiere of a feature film that he was the lead of.
Yeah, and right. He was the leader of the pack.
Of the feature.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think, Michael?
And Rivian was there.
Yeah, and it was a first.
I mean, you know, I went to college with Daniel. I don't know if you guys know that.
I forgot that.
And
he can sort of be a cousin as well.
Well, I'd love to add him to the family. It's also maybe closer in college. Like, I'd be invited to the wedding. You know what I mean? That's it's interesting about like,
Zach, you are kind of like, you know, the Animorphs. You are like Daniel's on one end of the spectrum and Amir's on the other, and you're kind of like the middle.
In the middle of the middle.
I'm the missing
Daniel
link.
Daniel and Amir.
Do you befriend Daniel at USC, or was he just around?
We were
slash amount.
Acquaintances, friendly acquaintances who were both in the improv and comedy community.
What do you think you could have done then that would have gotten you an invite to the wedding now? Like, if you, like, looking back, what would you do differently? Totally.
This is fun.
This is like a butterfly effect thing.
Yeah.
I think if it's funny. Like, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, can I talk, Jeffrey?
Yeah. Sorry. I was just saying that's holy.
Okay. So. You know, maybe if I'd asked him to go to church with me on Sunday, we could have, I don't know, been baptized together.
That's really cool.
No, I don't know. I think maybe if it was just like we were connecting a little bit more on some sort of more specific way that was less surface level.
No, but like imagine, okay, Amir, you're Daniel and you guys are just like in a cafe.
It's really distracting.
Of each other. Like what happened? Like, you know, Amir, you're Daniel. You're in line to get a tea because Daniel doesn't drink coffee. So that's actually really important.
Yeah. I also don't drink coffee. This could have been something we
okay, great. And
that could have been huge for you guys.
Let's go.
Hey, Daniel, what's up, man? Great to see you.
Yep. Good. Are you drinking coffee here?
Me? Are you kidding? I don't drink that stuff.
Can you
just
turn down the music? Because this is the first good segment of the show.
Either I can't hear Zach.
You don't?
The background.
Dude, we gotta hang out.
Do you drink tea?
Sometimes, but not that much. How about you?
So you're just off caffeine. You're off caffeine entirely.
Well, I love soda. How about you?
I try not to drink.
Zach, buddy, you're blowing this. I can completely see why you weren't running to the
It started as holy, but now it's like demonic.
Okay. Yeah. Daniel,
you just keep saying, how about
why
you?
Why don't we go to a extremely soda shop
stop
together?
Yelling.
Get old sodas. Get
you're
a malt
really,
together.
You're so really starting to freak me out, man.
Do you have any shows coming up? My improv team's doing a show.
You're yelling.
Soon.
You're not blinking at all.
We should do a
you're
joint
clearly
show.
On like your third or fourth Dr. Pepper. This conversation needs to
fine.
End. I don't feel
I'm
comfortable.
Fine. I just like feel like you're gonna get married someday, and I.
Whoa! You just Namaste. Met the guy.
I just feel like
Namaste.
You're gonna get married, and your wife is gonna be like.
That's Holly. That's Holly.
Okay, so on this note, Riley, without doing like a little scene, what could I have like? Since you know, like, what could I have done differently to get an invite?
Yeah.
Like, was there one thing or a few things?
No. Maybe we should do a little scene just to say it.
It was that thing. Yeah. I think, you know, the only thing would have been, Anya, is if I had known you for as long as I had been working at, you can bleep this, Grace, HeadGum.
So you would have had to know her for 10 years.
You would have had to know me for 10 years.
I see.
That
so
was
if
the
I'd,
cutoff?
If I'd come out to LA sooner.
Yes.
Marty didn't get an invite.
Marty didn't get an invite.
But there wasn't like a misstep from me.
No,
Marika
didn't
get the invite.
Marika didn't get the invite, but also Marika was never in the LA office, really. So it's like I, you know.
And then why not Zach? This.
Why not Zach? It's honestly now on.
It's
the real
Dr.
answer
Pepper
is because of that
sure.
interaction with Daniel that he just had.
Okay, but that was fictional. Like that was a
hypothetical. Let's do it on real. If that was fictional, let's do
it
for real. So this is like entering the canon.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like that really happened. That
what
really
did
happened.
Also, like, we asked you to do like the best, like woo him in the best possible way. And I think if that's the best you had to give at that time.
The music was distracting. And I don't think
really. But if you're in like a Starbucks or something, like there is going to be music that you probably
it might be gospel. It might be so loud.
I'll turn the music down. I'll turn the music down. Here we go.
Down that off because it's like there will be environment.
Again?
You are Daniel again.
Well, it's like,
you are Daniel.
What if you met him at the church on campus?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious if how this is any different than the tea thing, which is also a hypothetical.
And
so
also,
what are we trying to prove?
And you're giving you background. Daniel is also not religious.
Okay.
So it's weird that he's in this church.
So he's weird that he's at the church.
Yeah. So maybe start
Daniel,
there.
Daniel, good seeing you here at the church.
Oh,
buddy, I usually see doing comedy together.
Yeah, sorry. I think I'm lost. I'm looking for my tea.
Dude, if you're lost, now you're found. You ever heard Amazing Grace?
I have, but it's this whole thing is not for me. I'm more of like
that's what I used to think too, you know? Yeah. But then I started coming here and the fellowship and the community, it's kind of amazing.
I'm all for yeah, no, I'm not
like,
judging
I'd want
or anything.
You to have religious elements in the ceremony. I wouldn't want it to be like dicks and wine. Like I wanted
like
to be about God.
Yeah, that's where it starts to go off the rails. Is you're like pressuring him to get married with religious elements.
I'm trying to get to know the guy.
No, you're not.
You're, like
you're planning his nuptials.
You're
proselytizing. I think you're gonna get married one day, and it would really be important if you included religious elements.
How do you guys connect with people? I clearly need help because these are my tools. And I guess you don't agree with what I do.
And sorry, to be clear, your two tools are just saying, how about you, at the end of every sentence, or trying to convert him missionary style into your religious sect.
And is your forehead, during this conversation, are you imagining it bare, or is there like a big ash on it?
I mean, what time of year
he's
is
dragging
it?
A huge
it's
cross
Ash Wednesday.
Across campus.
It's Ash Wednesday? Yeah, I think there's going to be some fucking ash up there, man. What are you asking me?
What are you asking me?
Guys, what do you think Michael B. Jordan's dad's name is?
It's Michael
Jaundice
A. Jordan.
Jaundice B. Jordan.
It's Michael A. Jordan.
All right.
That's really
Anya,
good.
When you know, you have to like make it a big reveal. So, Grace, we're going to bleep that. Here we go. Guys, what do you think Michael
asked
B. Jordan?
A question I answered.
It's growling.
Just growl? What the fuck?
I've never heard Crazy. You do that.
That's what this is like. You're kind of feeling a little unholy. That
also, okay,
was a little
sorry.
That
what
wasn't
was the bit?
Holy.
The,
I'm sorry.
The bit was like people were gonna guess, and then you were just gonna say it's actually Michael A. Jordan, and then
Michael
what?
B. Jordan's dad's name is Michael A. Jordan.
Is that true?
Yes. And it's holy.
Is it actually?
It is.
No, it's not. That's
it
really
is.
Funny.
I mean, I saw.
So,
it on
what
Twitter.
Do you think? There's his firstborn's name is gonna be.
You gotta think it's C. Jordan.
Gotta think it's
my leaning C.
I thought it'd be Davis.
Davis Jordan? Who?
What about Eric?
Eric B. Michael.
Eric B.
Welcome to a segment that's going to make Zach regret pushing back his haircut even more.
Imagine segment, if we said, welcome to That's Funny, and now we're starting.
What we were just doing was That's Holy. And now we're doing That's Funny, which is, this segment's called Steam or Beans. So I'm going to play a sound effect for you guys. This is an oral game. And you let me know whether it's steam or if it's beans.
Like beans being cooked.
What's that?
No.
Or like say beans, dry like, beans down beans the slide.
I know you didn't beans. Say that.
Down the slide.
Now we're back to That's Holy. Because when the beans are cooking, we're all going to have a nice familial communion.
I really think it was beans.
I think it was steam.
Correct.
Fuck.
Let's go.
I didn't guess. That's beans.
That's steam.
That's correct, yeah.
What? Was that beans? Was it steam then beans?
We're all guessing. You have to tell us the real answer.
I said it was steam. Now we moved on. Christ.
That's steam as well.
You didn't say it was steam. I just said steam. Riley said beans and you said correct.
That's beans.
That was steam.
That's beans.
This is
steam. It's not beans, Anya.
I just don't think beans.
Okay.
Beans.
Now that we've heard beans, it's like we know.
But steam could come from beans.
That's right. If they're really
hot. Beans for sure. This is beans for sure.
That was a trick question. So it says ASMR, the most satisfying jelly bean sound effect, but it's Tic Tacs, which are not jelly beans.
So it's neither.
It's neither beans.
It's not holy. That's not holy.
That's going to go ahead and be steam.
Steam.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and be steam.
Correct.
Steam. Keep going. Steam.
Oh my God, I've never seen someone this on fire.
He's on a roll. Let him cook.
They don't make shit like this anymore. They don't make shit like this anymore.
The hell?
Fender Rhodes.
That's a rapper named Steam.
Beans.
What, what is a tic-tac?
That was tic-tacs, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's just a third option.
Yeah, don't forget.
Hang on.
You could have been getting a haircut.
I should be getting...
That's crazy.
I should be nearing the beginning of the end of my haircut right now. You should be starting to wrap up.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
I
the razor.
I did get a walk-in. I hate to keep bringing it up, but I got a walk-in. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Are you guys ready? Hang on. Ready?
You guys should all be doing something else while you're doing
this. Are you hearing this?
Otherwise...
Beans!
He's taking a year of your...
what is that?
An hour of your life.
Maybe
what
I do squats or something.
What was the one you just did?
Beans.
I do think the part of myself that said yes to the podcast again was like harming. It was like I was like attacking myself. But
this is a train. This is a steam engine locomotive.
Definitely. The show itself.
Yeah, but I did it so recently, so I was fresh.
Steam.
You were riding a high.
That's true.
You were chasing the fucking episode last week.
Oh God, take me back to that shit, man.
It's like, it's not even, it's
really good segment.
The sounds were so obviously steam or beans that it wasn't like, oh man, what is that one?
The words don't sound that alike. The sounds don't sound alike either.
They just share the E.
They have an internal rhyme. That's it. Yeah.
Welcome to 20
Jeff Jens. I thought that was a little
hard. Love Jeff Jens.
20 Jeff Jens.
He's eating again.
So, you guys get 20 questions to guess what the thing I'm thinking of is. Ready?
Is it a food?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a food?
Yeah.
Okay. It's is it Tony's Chocolate Lonely?
Nope.
Okay.
Is it beans?
Nope.
Is it a breakfast
hold on,
food?
Hold on. We're okay. Good question.
It could be a part of breakfast, but I wouldn't say that it's a breakfast food.
Is it like something you chew or something you drink?
Chew. Oh.
Is it man-made or does it come from nature?
Man-made, but it's made of things from nature.
Right.
Yeah, otherwise.
Is it
shampoo?
Is it meat?
It is not meat.
Is it dairy?
It's not dairy.
There's no butter in it?
Is it a dessert?
I didn't say there's no butter in it, but it's not a dairy product, you fucking idiot.
Is there dairy in it?
Sure.
Is it a kind of dish or is it its own ingredient thing?
And I'm just wondering, is it a dessert?
It could be a dessert.
Is it something you bake?
You do bake it.
Is it sweet?
It could be sweet.
Is it a muffin?
But usually it's not. No.
I fucked up.
It could be a muffin. Is it bread? Is it a type of bread?
It is usually some sort of form of bread. It's bread. I'll just say it's bread. Okay. There are versions of it that are barely bread, but yeah.
So now we have to go figure out which kind of bread it is?
Sure. Okay.
Or a croissant?
Not a biscuit or croissant. And I'll give you that as one.
Is it a type of loaf?
Don't be mad.
This was your
idea. The game is question.
And you asked us all to be here.
And we're taking time out of our lives, actually.
We're asking the fucking
questions. And we're playing along with your game.
Is it a type of loaf? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Like, yes and no. I don't know if saying yes is going to help you or if saying no is not going to help.
Do you eat a slice of it or a part of it?
You wouldn't eat a slice of it. It comes, in one, basically.
Oh.
It could be part of breakfast, but it could be a dessert.
Oh my God.
It comes in one
Is it like related to a specific ethnicity? Like, is it kind of like, this is this kind of food?
No.
We have three more questions.
Now I'm like scared.
I'm feeling really scared right now.
You're like, it's really not circling it. Like, it's there's no reason you shouldn't get it in these next three.
But let's not just guess like oatmeal. Yeah, let's try to narrow it down with our question. Let's try to find out. Narrow it down to one of three things it could be, and then after the three questions, it's
perfectly Let's do that instead of talking about maybe doing that.
Okay, so I was like thinking like babka, which is why I asked him about if it was like an ethnicity thing.
Yeah, it's Jewish.
But then
and he said no
not.
Dessert. And he said yes to slice or no to slice.
He said it could be dessert. Not
slice. I said it could be a part of a dessert.
It could be part of breakfast.
But he said eat it all at once.
It's most slices. It's most
muffinular.
It's mostly not associated with breakfast or dessert, but it could definitely be a part of either.
Oh, I have a solid.
Oh,
let me just throw it out there to you guys before we originally.
Yeah, let's just chat.
Yeah. Jack's on here. No, that's very breakfast.
That's quite close.
No, that could be like an afternoon tea.
Oh, it's like an English thing.
And it could be dessert, but it could not.
I have a pitch to you guys. I think we should ask, is it a pastry? Because that can narrow it down. Here's the question. Is it a pastry?
It's not a pastry.
Okay. So now we know it's not a scone.
It's like a bready thing with mostly lunch or dinner.
Yeah. No, but he said it could be breakfast.
It could be, but he said mostly not.
Should we ask if there's fruit in it ever?
Or is something inside of it, or is it a standalone?
Pastry. A cookie is a pastry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did we ask if it was sweet?
He said it could be sweet.
Sometimes sweet.
These are the most vague. Like normally with 20 questions, it's like a yes or no.
Yeah,
he's saying he gets off to that.
Wait, we should also think like he's like gonna be like all like weird. Like it's gonna be something interesting.
Like
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like kiwi
a little off kilter because he doesn't do this.
I thought bread bowl
is never sweet.
It literally could be a roll.
It could be a Hawaiian roll.
It could be
a fucking roll.
Could be a Hawaiian roll.
Honestly, it could be a roll.
But you kind of slice a roll, but not really.
No, you don't.
You slice it in half.
Oh, that's
my
question.
Like
do you eat it as one unit or do you...
He already said that. Don't ask that. He already said yes.
No, he said you don't slice it like bread, but like...
No, he said you eat it as one.
He said you eat it as one.
I'm really fucking scared,
I'm
you
scared
guys.
Of
you
him.
Guys,
Why
just
are you
come
of
on.
Because he's actually so mean.
What about if you
so
put
mean.
Something
We're
on?
We're through a screen, but I'm
like,
scared.
I kind of don't want to ever get to 20 questions.
I know.
I know.
He'll be bad. Like,
he'll never forgive us.
Let's just not even.
I feel like we're defusing a bomb.
I know.
Like, it's not a waffle or a pancake, right?
No, it's
that's
not.
No, that's all breakfast.
Yeah. It's very and much it's breakfast.
Are we sure it's bread?
I'm going to shit myself. I'm so scared. It's he said bread. It's bread. He said it's bread.
He did.
He said it's bread.
That's holy.
He said it's bread.
He did say. Did
what
he say
it's
that
like matzah or something?
Oh wow! No, because that's ethnic.
It's you're right. Quite that ethnic. Is quite ethnic.
Oh, but could we ask? Okay, like texture wise, like should we ask? Like, is it like
soft or hard?
Crisp? Is it a crisp or a soft?
How about do you usually eat it warm or room temp, or can you toast it?
Oh my god!
You
I don't
got
know.
Two questions left. Just fucking go because we have more.
Do people, how about, do you toast?
No, this
it?
Is the last round of 20 Jeff. This is it. This is
the last
one.
Time any one of us is going to be on this show. Yes. So
could it be a cracker?
I hope this is good.
Make it count.
Could it be a cracker?
Cracker.
Did a cracker.
Whoa, yes.
Or he could it's, be like, oh, what about a pretzel or a wafer or some shit like that?
No one eats those for breakfast.
Ooh,
no pretzels
but pretzel,
for breakfast.
Like pretzel is bread. And he was kind of like, yeah, like it could be bread. I think
but
pretzel
and it can
eat
be
that
sweet,
for breakfast.
You know,
yeah.
cinnamon for breakfast. Pretzel
But you
thing.
Could. You could eat anything for breakfast.
How about this as a general rule? We can ask, have we internally thought of it yet?
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
Good question.
Like,
good.
In our
like,
head?
Has it come up in the conversation?
All right.
Oh, that is good.
Right. No, but that's
a formal can I say,
question.
Wait. Can I say one thing? Okay. Can I say one thing? Since it's just the four of us, can we like change the entire way that we feel and that we do this show? Like, can we all just have fun and be nice? Like this is so pleasant. Like,
well,
that's
what's happening now a little bit. Yeah. It's kind of like the most exciting part of it.
And as soon as... And as soon as we guess, he's back in.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's so funny is like this is his so much segment, power. And he's so mad that we're doing it.
All right, guys, time's up. Gotta ask the 19th question.
Have we mentioned it so far?
No, but you did. One of you did say what the next question should be.
The texture.
I can't tell you what it was.
The episode ends right there.
I'm going rogue. Is it crunchy or soft?
It's
wait,
yes, or no,
a yes or no. Is it crunchy?
Is it crunchy?
No.
Okay. It's a okay, soft now thing
and
we
now
haven't
what?
Mentioned yet. We're fucking fucked.
Wait, we have one more question.
You so get one scared. More question and then you have to guess.
What if
I know.
It's scone?
I'm so scared. It's not scone.
We asked
it's
the,
not
okay.
scone. It's not
what did he mean by you guys
someone
did
said,
ask
someone
if we should
said warm
ask
or cold.
It?
Hold on,
it feels
hold on.
Like we're in
Saw. Is it so,
I said
can you turn it
not.
Down? Can you turn it down?
Oh.
Is it,
could it be
warm?
A pop
we did ask. We did
no,
ask if
it's
it should
pastry.
Be
pop tarts a pastry.
One of us asked, and should this be the last question, do you serve it warm? Someone asked that.
Do it.
Yes,
just go.
I did ask. Do you serve ask. It warm?
Do you serve it warm?
It depends.
No way.
You get
what
one.
Is it? You,
no, you get oh. one. You all get one guess of like.
All right. What's
we all get one each, or we all get
let's
one.
Let's make it each just to increase the odds of this being awesome.
Okay.
Okay. I'll guess tortilla. Yeah. A tortilla.
Ooh. It's not bread, but that's fine.
Wrong. Really, really bad guess. Based on the question.
It satisfied ethnic. Everything.
And it, yeah, that's ethnicity. Ethnic.
I'm going to guess that it is a popover.
Oh, that's good.
That,
I guess that's
you guys are overthinking
I'm guessing
it.
A Yorkshire pudding.
You guys are overthinking it.
It's going to be like a fucking Ritz cracker or something boring as shit.
No, because I said it's not crunchy.
Yeah,
is it rice?
No, because that's ethnic.
Bread.
You could say it was
it's
bread.
Not really
that's not
tied
your
to
guess,
one ethnicity.
Anya. That is not your guess. I know
God,
that's not your guess
is?
Because we said all these things. Like, it's bready and it's soft and it's a baked thing. You eat it at kind of once at
bake.
A time. And that it is toastable.
Okay,
so it's
okay,
not fucking
okay,
rice.
Okay,
and I know
okay,
that's not your
okay,
guess.
Okay,
what's
okay,
your
okay,
real
okay,
guess?
Okay. It's a... Fuck.
Oh,
it's
can
a piece
I change my...
It's a piece of toast. Bread. It's a piece of bread.
Bagel?
We were looking for a bun!
What?
Thank you guys so much for listening to That's Holy. At Jeffrey
what?
James on Instagram, at I am Jeffrey James on TikTok. And remember,
what's a
folks,
bun?
Stay holy.
We should have said Hawaiian
a
roll.
A what?
A bun?
A bun.
What the
bun.
Fuck?
What is that? Like a
Hawaiian
bun.
Roll. We were the
like,
closest with Hawaiian
we were
roll.
Really close.
And
Jeff,
the question
if
you should have asked
roll,
was,
what do we have given
Jeff,
it?
Show me a picture of a bun.
And a bun can be a pastry.
Yeah, that's true.
A morning
agree.
Bun.
A morning yes. bun. Yeah.
Agree.
Hot so Jeff cross did it
wrong.
Buns.
Wrong. Jeff
you
did it.
Lied.
Jeff lied. Jeff lied. You're a fucking liar.
You are an unholy
Mommy,
game master.
Mommy, don't know Daddy's yeah, game.
I can't believe he hasn't played
shop.
That yet. We're behind
yeah,
your paywall.
Play
the song.
Your paywall.
Play the song. Come on.
You should play it.
Yeah. That's a Hawaiian roll.
That's a dinner
play
roll.
Unholy.
It looks like a hamburger bun.
Mommy, don't and know and
zoom in
Daddy's
on the
getting hot.
yeah, now we're talking. Honestly, hot.
Hot credits roll bun. Over this.
Hot cross bun.
One a hot penny, two bun. A penny. Hot cross bun.
Two a penny. God, can you imagine?
Not in this economy.
I would love that.